Now, this summer, we're hearing from young people who are having a tough time finding a job. One out of six new college graduates is underemployed, meaning in this case that they're working part-time or that they are considered to be underpaid for their education levels. One of them is Alexis Powers, who is 22 and just graduated from Georgia State University with a bachelor's in anthropology. She doesn't have a 9-to-5 job and is hustling to help support herself after recently moving out of her childhood home.
Even though rent is super cheap at $500 a month, I still have to make money because if I don't, I'm going to be out on my bum, and that's not fun. I have done pet sitting, house sitting, babysitting, any kind of sitting you can imagine, I've probably done it. I've worked on political campaigns. I have done crafts and photo shoots. Any way that I can make extra money, I do. My main staple is swim lessons. The least glamorous job in the world. Let's see. I have gotten a bloody lip, kicked in the stomach, kicked in the face, head-butted. Particularly when you're teaching them to float on their back, their head is in close proximity to your own, and they just... It used to be if you had a bachelor's degree, it would be no problem to find a job. Now, you find a job after you get a bachelor's degree that pays minimum wage to fund grad school. And once you go to grad school, then you might have a chance to get a better job. While it is not fun all the time, giving swim lessons is extremely rewarding. I can't tell you how many times a kid won't even put their face in the water, and I help them learn how to swim. It has actually influenced what I want to do in the future through public health, because I would really like to continue working with kids because I realized how much I loved it.
That's Alexis Powers in Atlanta, Georgia. She just applied to a global health program in nearby Decatur. And we're going to hear more from Young Adults on the Hustle as our series continues.